Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be diving deep into something I find super fascinating, AI marketing personas.
Yeah, this is cool.
We've got a whole bunch of articles and research all about how the American Arbitration Association, better known as the AAA,
right,
is using AI to understand their clients in ways that we haven't really seen before.
Yeah, that's right. They're really moving beyond, you know, those kind of like flat, traditional, static persona profiles.
Right.
And really thinking about this more as like a living, breathing profile that constantly learns and adapts to the information it's given.
So for our listeners out there who maybe haven't come across this term yet, what exactly are we talking about when we say AI marketing personas?
So imagine if you had a system that could analyze, you know, tons and tons of data about your clients.
Right.
Everything from their demographics to, you know, how they behave online.
Yeah.
And then use that data to create this really detailed, nuanced understanding of their needs, their preferences, even like potential future actions.
So it's almost like this crystal ball in a way.
Yeah, kind of.
Helping you see like where your clients are headed.
Exactly.
Even before they get there themselves.
Yeah.
Now the AAA, they're using this technology specifically to try and get a deeper understanding of the people, you know, involved in disputes.
Right.
Figure out, you know, what makes them tick.
Yeah.
What are they really looking for when they're trying to find a resolution?
Right.
But this isn't just about, you know, arbitration or legal stuff.
No, definitely not.
This has much broader implications.
Absolutely.
I mean, any industry where really understanding your audience is key. You could apply this in so many ways.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Healthcare, finance. I mean, the possibilities are really endless.
So how does this actually work, though? I mean, how do we go from this mountain of data to these, like, super smart AI personas?
Well, it all starts with something called generative AI.
Okay.
You can kind of think of it as, like, the super sophisticated computer program that,
yeah,
that can learn and create things, like, all on its own.
Wow.
The AAA is using tools that you might have heard of, like ChatGPT or Google Gemini, and they're feeding them all sorts of information about their clients.
So it's not just like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, no, not at all.
There's an actual process of teaching this AI.
Right, exactly.
To understand what's important and what's not.
Yeah, and they're using a variety of data sources.
Right.
It's not just, you know, basic demographics. We're talking website traffic, social media interactions, even things like public records.
Wow.
You know, purchasing patterns,
yeah,
really trying to get a 360-degree view of the client.
Now, one of the things that really stood out to me when I was reading about this was this analogy about AI being like a master chef.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
It was Jason Cabrera, the manager of marketing automation at AAA, who said this.
Yeah, he said, imagine an AI-powered persona as a master chef.
Right.
Blending ingredients from different sources to whip up the perfect dish.
So instead of just, you know, looking at the ingredients on their own,
right,
it's taking all these different bits of information and mixing them in this way.
Right.
That creates something that's way more insightful.
Exactly.
Than you would ever get from just looking at those individual pieces.
And that's really where the power of AI comes in.
Right.
You can, yeah, see the connections and the patterns that we, as humans, might miss.
Speaking of patterns, did you read about the AAA's kind of aha,
yeah,
moment?
Oh, yeah.
When their AI uncovered this hidden client preference.
Right.
That, like, traditional analysis had totally overlooked.
It's like finding that one tiny clue in a detective novel,
yeah,
that suddenly makes the whole case fall into place.
It makes you realize just how powerful this,
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely.
Not just to confirm what we think we know.
Yeah.
But to, like, reveal things that we had no idea about,
right,
and then use those insights to make better decisions.
Exactly. And I think that's what AAA is hoping to achieve with these AI-driven personas.
Yeah.
To provide more targeted solutions and connect with their clients on a much deeper level.
Now, I know anytime we talk about AI,
yeah,
you know, our listeners are probably thinking about the ethical side of things.
Shh.
All the potential implications.
Of course.
But from what I read, it seems like AAA is really approaching this with an ethics-first mindset.
Yeah, it's not just about the tech. It's about using it responsibly.
And Bridget McCormack, their president and CEO,
right,
she really emphasized that user privacy and trust are paramount.
Yeah, she actually said, as we navigate the complexities of AI,
right,
we must do so with a focus on maintaining the trust and confidence of our users.
And she went on to say, this means being proactive about privacy, accuracy, and relevance.
So it's really reassuring,
yeah,
to see that they're not just kind of diving headfirst into this,
right,
but really proceeding with caution,
yeah,
making sure that they're aligning their use of AI with their values
and
respecting their clients.
Which is so important. because this is moving so fast.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I think we need to be having these conversations now.
Absolutely.
Before it gets too far ahead of us.
For sure.
So what about the future? Where does AAA see this all heading? Well, Jason Cabrera seems to be pretty optimistic about the future.
Yeah.
He envisions AI becoming even more predictive,
right,
anticipating client needs before they even arise.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's taking personalization to a whole new level.
I could barely even imagine that.
And he even talked about, you know, not just AI working in isolation.
Right.
But integrating it with other technologies like robotics and emotion sensing AI.
Hold on, emotion sensing AI.
Yeah.
What is that?
So imagine an AI that can analyze not just what people say,
right,
but how they say it.
Oh, wow.
You know, the tone of their voice, their facial expressions, their body language.
Yeah.
It's like giving AI emotional intelligence.
Oh.
Allowing it to understand and respond to human emotions.
That's mind-blowing.
It really is a whole new chapter in this AI story.
Yeah, and how it can connect with us on a deeper level.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here.
Yeah.
We've talked about what AI marketing personas are, why they're important, how they work,
yeah,
the ethical considerations, even the mind-blowing possibilities of the future.
Right.
But let's bring it back to our listeners for a minute.
Sure.
Think about this for yourselves.
Yeah.
How could AI be used to understand your audience better?
Right. Your customers, your friends and family.
What hidden patterns might you be able to discover?
Yeah. What would you do with that knowledge?
It's a lot to think about.
It really is.
And we're going to continue to explore all of this and more after a quick break.
Welcome back to our deep dive. You know, before the break, mm-hmm, we were talking about how AI can, you know, reveal these hidden insights,
yeah,
and help us understand clients in this like whole new way.
Right.
So I'm curious, like, what are some like real world examples, yeah, of how companies are using this technology today?
Like, are we actually seeing this in action?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where are we seeing it?
So one industry that's really embracing AI personas is travel.
Okay, travel. That's interesting.
Yeah. So imagine planning a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, where the suggestions you're getting aren't just based on like generic filters.
Right.
But like truly understand your individual preferences.
Okay. So like no more scrolling through endless pages of hotels.
Exactly.
That aren't even close to what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So AI can take into account, you know, your past travel history,
oh,
what you post on social media.
Interesting.
Even things like your reading habits,
cool,
or your music preferences.
So it's creating this like really detailed profile of me.
Exactly.
As a traveler.
Yeah. And it can use that to suggest destinations, accommodations, experiences that, yeah, you might not have even considered.
But that are like perfectly suited to my tastes.
Right. It's like having a travel agent who,
yeah,
knows you better than you know yourself.
But without having to like actually talk to a travel,
exactly,
agent. That's pretty cool.
It's not just about, you know, finding the right hotel or flight.
Right.
AI can also help you, like, discover hidden gems,
okay,
at your destination, suggest restaurants that match your culinary preferences.
That would be awesome.
And even create, like, personalized itineraries.
Wow.
Based on, you know, how you like to travel.
So it's like taking all the stress out of planning a trip.
Exactly.
Letting me enjoy the experience.
That's the idea.
What about other industries?
Yeah.
Where else are we seeing AI personas making a difference?
So financial services is another area.
Easy finance.
Yeah.
And then that's great.
AI is having a big impact.
Because there are so many decisions that people have to make,
right,
that are really complex.
Right. Whether it's saving for retirement or investing.
Yeah. Or buying a home.
Exactly.
Planning for like kids' college.
It can be overwhelming.
It really can.
Especially if you're not a financial expert.
So how is AI helping with all of this?
So AI can create, you know, this personalized financial profile for you.
Okay.
Based on your income, your expenses,
right,
your goals, your risk tolerance.
So instead of just getting like generic advice,
right,
it's really tailored to my situation.
Exactly. And it can help you create a budget plan for retirement.
Okay.
Choose the right investments. Even get pre-approved for a mortgage.
Wow, that's amazing.
All based on this deep understanding of your needs.
So it's like having a personal financial advisor.
Right.
Who's available like 24/7.
Exactly.
That's pretty incredible.
And it's not just for individuals.
Right.
AI personas are also being used by businesses.
Okay. How so?
To personalize their marketing.
Yeah.
And better understand their target audiences.
So like a small business could use this.
They could.
To compete with like the big guys.
Exactly. It can level the playing field.
Yeah.
By giving smaller businesses access to the same kind of sophisticated insights.
That's really powerful.
That's the beauty of it.
I'm curious though, with all this talk about data,
yeah,
and algorithms.
Right.
Are we losing something?
What do you mean?
Like the human element.
Oh, that's a good point.
Are we at risk of losing that personal touch?
I actually think AI can enhance human connection.
Okay, explain that.
Because AI can handle, you know, all the data crunching, the analysis, yeah, all that behind the scenes stuff that can be so time consuming.
Yeah.
It frees up humans to focus on what we do best.
What's that?
Building relationships, providing empathy,
right,
creating those genuine human connections.
So it's not about AI versus humans.
No.
It's about finding that synergy.
Exactly.
The right balance.
AI can be the brains.
Yeah.
Providing the insights and the efficiency.
Right.
But humans are the heart.
I love that.
Bringing the warmth, the understanding.
That's a great way to put it.
The emotional intelligence.
So as we continue down this road.
Yeah.
It's important to remember.
What's that?
That AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool,
it can be used for good or for bad.
We need to make sure we're using it responsibly.
Absolutely.
Ethically.
Right.
We need to be mindful of the risks,
yeah,
the bias,
yeah,
the privacy concerns.
For sure.
We need to have these conversations now.
We do.
To make sure we're putting the right guardrails in place.
I think that's key.
So what do our listeners think? Have you come across an AI system that felt really personalized?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Maybe a shopping recommendation,
oh,
that,
yeah,
was like spot on,
yeah,
or a customer service chatbot that actually like understood your problem.
Yeah. Share your thoughts with us on social media using the hashtag the deep dive.
We love hearing from you.
And when we come back,
yeah,
we'll dig into some fascinating case studies,
okay,
of how companies are using AI marketing personas,
yeah, for good,
in the real world.
So we've talked about all these amazing possibilities with AI marketing personas. And I'm really curious to see how this is actually playing out in the real world.
Right. Me too.
Are there any companies that are really like pushing the boundaries with this technology?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one industry that's really embracing AI personas is travel.
Okay. Travel. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, imagine planning a vacation.
Yeah.
Where the suggestions aren't just based on, you know, those generic filters.
Right.
But really understand your individual preferences.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just like, oh, you went to the beach last year, so you must want to go to the beach again this year.
No, no, exactly. It's way more nuanced than that.
So how does that work?
Well, AI can actually analyze, you know, things like your past travel history.
Right.
Your social media activity,
right,
even things like your reading habits or your music preferences.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and then use that information to create a travel profile that's like uniquely you.
So it's really getting to know me,
right,
as a traveler.
Yeah, and then it can suggest, you know, destinations, accommodations, experiences, yeah, that are like perfectly aligned with your tastes.
Okay, so I might not even know that I want to go to, you know, this little island in the Pacific.
Right.
But the AI is like, hey, based on everything we know about you, you would love this place.
Exactly. It's like having a travel agent who's like inside your head.
But without having to like actually talk to a travel agent.
Exactly. It takes all the hassle out of planning.
And I bet it could uncover some pretty cool hidden gems.
Oh, absolutely. It could suggest things you'd never even thought of.
Right.
Restaurants, local experiences, you know, off the beaten path kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
It could even create personalized itineraries, you know, based on how you like to travel.
Wow. So it's like taking care of everything.
Yeah. It's all about making travel more enjoyable, more personalized.
So what about other industries?
Yeah.
Where else are we seeing this kind of thing happening?
So financial services is another area.
Okay. Finance. Yeah, that's a big one.
Where AI personas are making a big impact.
Because there are so many decisions to make.
Oh, there are so many.
And they can be really complicated.
Right. Whether it's saving for retirement, investing your money, buying a home, you know, all of that.
Yeah. And most people aren't financial experts.
Exactly. So AI can really help simplify those decisions.
So.
By creating this personalized financial profile for you.
Right.
Based on, you know, your income, your expenses, your goals, your risk tolerance, all of that.
So instead of just getting like generic financial advice, I'm getting something that's actually tailored to my situation.
Exactly. And it can help you with all sorts of things like creating a budget planning for retirement.
Wow.
Choosing the right investments, even getting pre-approved for a mortgage.
So it's like having a personal financial advisor.
Right.
In my pocket.
Exactly. Available 24/7.
That's incredible.
And, you know, it's not just for individuals.
Right.
AI personas are also being used by businesses.
Yeah. How so?
To personalize their marketing efforts.
Okay.
And better understand their target audiences.
So even small businesses could use this to compete with the big guys.
Absolutely. It's really leveling the playing field.
Yeah. Because those big companies have so much data.
They do.
But now smaller businesses can access those same insights.
Exactly. It's democratizing access to this technology.
That's really powerful.
It is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI marketing personas, I think the biggest takeaway for me is this idea that AI is a tool.
It is a tool.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Absolutely.
It's up to us to make sure we're using it responsibly.
We have to be mindful of the risks, the ethical considerations.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about bias, privacy.
For sure.
All of those things.
Because this technology is so powerful.
It is.
It's important that we use it wisely.
And ethically.
Yeah.
So as we continue to explore this world of AI, let's do it with a sense of curiosity, but also with a sense of responsibility.
That's the key.
And a commitment to using this technology
to benefit humanity.
To make the world a better place.
Exactly.
This is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Just the tip of the iceberg.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time. Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And keep diving deep.